everyone. Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Andrew Etheridge, mayoral candidate for the upcoming municipal election for the municipality of Blanc-Sablon. Keep in mind that advance polling will be held on October 23rd from noon to 8 p.m., and the regular polling day will be held October 30th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Hello, Andrew. Thank you for taking the time to come and speak with us today.
Good day, Abby. Thank you for having me.
Can you begin, Andrew, by telling us what your main focus points will be if elected as mayor on October 30th, and what will be the first municipal issue that you hope to address?
If elected, I plan to make the municipality more accessible for the population. We've been pretty divided when it comes to the municipality in the last decade almost. So maybe it's time to modernize a bit, have more information available online so people can access it on their own time. Budgets can be available online. I don't even understand why they're not yet available. Same as public meetings. They could be online. They should be online, really. They could be broadcasted over the radio. Even there's so many options we have. It's just there hasn't been any will to do it. And with all that, I hope to focus on working with the community to get done what we want done so that we can have actual representation and have a voice so we can work closer with the municipalities to organize and get stuff done within our region.
And the first issue, Andrew, that you would like to focus on would be?
I will focus on getting the information out online. The second I get in, I'm going to start working on that.
And what development potentials would you like to see for Blanc-Sablon?
There's a lack of land to build here, so zoning and development is going to be something I'm going to have to look at. I'm hoping to be able to allocate some of the land for apartments, hopefully with some protections for the rent to make sure that it doesn't go overboard. We get nurses. They come here, but there's nowhere for them to stay. We need some medical professionals, and they're taking up a lot of the housing here. There's barely anything left for even locals, so we need more development in every village.
And many residents are concerned about the rate of municipal taxations and the current high cost of living. Can you speak about this and how you hope to tackle these issues?
Taxation is a difficult thing to work out because it requires experience and knowledge of the process. But there are more ways we can help out that's not taxation. We can negotiate with local organizations and businesses to figure out ways to better serve. We can have public gardens to help us with the price of vegetables. It could be volunteer, it could be people specifically looking after it to be figured out as a community. And as I said with the housing, if we get apartments done here, I'm hoping to be able to get some rent protection and have all the money go back into it instead of going somewhere else for profit.
And can you explain how you plan to make sure the reality of your municipality is considered outside of the region? For example, how Bill 96 affects some of the people of this municipality?
Again, another divisive topic in Quebec. It's a difficult issue to talk about, but the way that I see it is if there's information that people need to know, it should be available in whatever language is needed. Just because we have people coming in, they're learning French, yes, but it doesn't mean that they understand it perfectly. So in order to be able to participate, people should be able to understand the information that we're given.
And self-reflection is an important asset in knowing your strong points as an individual. Can you name the qualities that you feel will make you a good mayor?
I'm a thinker. I think a lot, sometimes too much, and I don't like to work alone. I want people to participate. I want discussions. I want cooperation. We need it. Otherwise, we'll never have a voice in this region. We'll never be able to get the road done because we don't have any unified voice here. If you don't mind, I do have some more points I'd like to mention.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Five or six years ago, the coast was finally connected and now we all have access. Maybe it's time to start the committee for the 138. It'll be cheaper now because we don't need to fly people around. We have the infrastructure in place to have long-distance meetings. There's no reason why we shouldn't be doing it. We should work closer with our neighboring municipalities and unify. We need a unified voice. It's fractured here. I'm also hoping to be able to do more documentation of the region, like map the trails for safety reasons too. You can go out on bike and skidoo, and if you get lost, we might have the rangers to help you. They have the knowledge of the area, but most people don't. So we should focus on community safety too. There's lots of things we can do, like drug safety, education, so much. As my platform says, I want to work with the community. So feel free to message me or get into contact with me if you have suggestions or questions.
So thank you, Andrew, for speaking with me today. And on behalf of CFBS, we wish you good luck in the upcoming elections.
Thank you, Abby.
Everyone, that was Andrew Etheridge, mayoral candidate for the upcoming municipal elections for the municipality of Blanc-Sablanc. A reminder again that advance polling will be held on October 23rd from noon to 8 p.m. and the regular polling day will be held on October 30th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.